We are on Daf Tesam and Aleph. The Gemara had said that Bisman Dechinuch Habayis of Shlomo HaMelech, the times of Shlomo HaMelech, Dechinuch Habayis was Deiche Yom Kippur. The Gemara learns out from the extra word Yom B'Yom Shneim also Yom. Now this was by the Mishkan. Yom Shneim also Yom. So the Gemara learned out by the Mishkan, the Hakrovis HaNesiyim was Tzufim, it was one day after the other. They were Makrib Shabbos. U'migdosh Tadeiche Yom HaKippurim in Olam. The Gemara says, how do we know that in the Beis HaMikdash they were Deiche Yom Kippur? Ilayma Mivrasiv Arbo Oso Yom, that there was 14 days, 7 days of Chanukah Sabayis and 7 days of Sukkot. Vidum Yomim Haruyim, maybe it was 14 days that were Roy to make the Chagigah. It means Yom Kippur is a day that's not Roy to make the Chanukah Sabayis. The Gemara says, Gomar Yom Yom Mehosam. We learn out Yom Yom Mehosam, but just like by the Mishkan it said, Shneim Oso Yom, and we learned out from the word Yom that it was Ritzufim. So the same way, here it says, also the Lashon Yom, so we learn out here also it was Ritzufim, the 14 days. Then we had heard that they were doyeg, v'ayu doyegim v'aymrim shemo nischaivu seineim shal Yisrael kliye, yotzu sabasko v'omru lehem kuchem mizumonim l'chaye olam habo. Now, when we had learned this Gemara, I had wanted to say that the daiga of Klal Yisrael was that the Chayiv Koris for Achila B'Yom HaKippurim, and the Rambam and Hilchos Shuvah says that the Koris is a Krisa from Olam Haba. So in their daiga, they were doyegim, they're not b'nei Olam Haba, they lost their Olam Haba because of the Chiyuv Krisus of Achila B'Yom HaKippur. Yotze saw Baskel, and Baskel came out and told them, Kuchem b'zimonim l'chai Olam Haba. He wanted to say, perhaps there's two chidushim. One chidush is that they didn't lose their Olam Haba because of the Achila B'Yom HaKippur, they did not become the Schayiv Koris. And Punfakel, the Achila B'Yom HaKippurim was the Sibbe that they were Muzman L'Chai Olam Haba. And we had mentioned the Rambam and Seif Mesechtes Makis and Pirush HaMishnai says, Me'ikrei Hamune B'Toyrek She'ekayim Odom Mitzvah Mitayag Mitzvah Skaroi U'Chahoygen וישתת אימו כבונה מכבונה סאוילום בשמפונים שיעשו איסו לשמו מאבה זוכה בו לחי אוילום הבא. So this achila was an achila that brought them to אוילום הבא. אגבוך, I found the רבי נחננו, ונחננו says, יוצא סבסקו ואומרלם כולכם מזומונים לחי אוילום הבא, שלוי נסקוונתם אלו למצווה. So it would seem that would be it said, פקר, that they were זויכת אילה בבו through this אכילה, because they were only מחבן לשם מצווה. גבורכת דמרשו says, פונק פקר, that they were others, they weren't מחבן לשם מצווה, but על כפונם, according to רבי נחננו, it would stem very well with the Rambam, that in order to be zeichet olam haba, one has to be do a mitzvah b'shleimus. Now let us go further. Yotzu sabasko v'omru lehem kulchem v'zumonim l'chaye olam haba. So the Gemara asks, uminolon da'ochilahu, how do we know that the Rabbeinu Shalom was meichel them? Now, Lechayre, I don't understand the Gemara. If we say that the Kulchem is the Monim Lechayim Olam Abo is a Giloy that they're not Chayiv Koris, so we see that the Rabbi Nishlom was Moichel them. So what is the Nukash? From the Baskel, you see that the Rabbi Nishlom was Moichel them, and that's why they could be Zeichet Olam Abo. There wasn't a Chayiv Koris, which was oiker the schus to have oilam habo. So I thought perhaps we could say that there are two inyonim. There is an oinish koris, and from the baskel they became aware that Rabbi Shalom will not be manish them the oinish koris. They will not lose their oilam habo because of the Achila B'Yom HaKippurim. But it could be that there still was a chet without the Einish Kores. A chet has with it different inyonim besides the Einish. With different inyonim, Avinei Seichem, Mavdilem Beineichem, Labein Elikeichem, Aveira Gereres, Aveira, there's, besides the Einish of Kores, there's other things Kolul in Achet. And could be that is pshat in the Gemara's kash. I mean, Nolam the Ochlu, that Rabbi was Meichel them legamri, that there was not even a Reishim Achet for that they had eaten on Yom HaKippurim. The Tani Tachlife, by Yom HaShmini Shilach Asa'om, by Yevolchu Asamelech, Vayelchu lo aleihem, smeichem v'toyve leiv, al kol ha-toyve asher osa Hashem l'dovid abdoi l'Yisrael amay. So now the Gemara explains this posik. L'yoho aleihem, shaholchu umotzu nisheyem betare. Oil is going on the noshim, so they found, each one found that the noshim were betare. Smeichim shenenu miziv ashchine. The Marsho says, the Pasuk says, soiva semochois esponecho. One is soveya with simche, but one is zoiche esponecho to binene from the ziv ashchine. So there was smeichim. V'toive leiv, shekol echod ve'echod nis'abro ishtoi beben zocho. Now, we're speaking about the Yom HaShmini, that Shilach HaSa'om, v'yelchu lo leihem, they were toive leiv. How were they toive leiv? That each one was nis'abro ishtoi beben zocho. L'chayre, this wasn't the eighth day. They found out, by the later, they found out that they had schorim, but how were they toive leiv when they came home and they were bo'al nisheim, why were they then toive leiv? So I found the Ben Yoyodo asks the Sa'ore, and the Ben Yoyodo says as follows, that since they all were nene miziv ashchine, lov shesan ruach ha-kodesh, so coming back from the Simcha, they were Balei Ruach HaKodesh. V'yodu shenis abru nishesein beben zocho. So for Keretzo, they knew that they were nisabru ben zocho. V'yediyah zu hi b'leiv. So this is a yediyah b'leiv. Perhaps, what's the toive leiv? It could be on a ben zocho, we make a brocha ha-toive ha-meitiv. So it could be that believe they knew that it was Eichet to Toivei Leif. And perhaps to understand the connection of Ayidei Denenu Miziv Hashchine Lovshesom Ruach HaKodesh, it could be the gather of Ziv Hashchine is an Oyer. That means on this world we're living in a Chashchis, in a helem, olam is a loshen helem, which
we are not able to see too much. Abchaim Volozhin Nefesh Achaim says by the Bayis Rishon that there was Ashkos Ashchina B'Shleimis, so they were able to see the Ilomais and Elomais are Mechuber to the Ilam Hazeh, the Kulam Chode. That means through Ashkos Ashchina one can see things which are Nelam to Poshet the people. So it could be that's the Hemshech. So the Helam of Olam Hazeh was taken away from them and they were able to see, to know that Nisabru Nisheisayim Ben Zoch. The Ben Yehuda Masechta Shabbos wants to say that since it was Nenu Miziv Ashchine, so they were on a higher madrege, was nechlisha tavosam. So memele, so could be, was a tivius dekeinion that nisabre nisheseim ben zchorim, because it was anoshim izriya trila ishek isazriya, et ishes mazriya first is violda zocha. Till they were able to be meira themselves to anor gashmis, so memele the noshim were mazriya trila. So piteva, they were zoiche to bonim schore. Al kol ha-toivo, sheyotzeso baskel v'omro lehem kulchem mizumonim l'chai olam habo. Al kol ha-toive, so the Maharsho says, because the Pasuk says, l'man yitav loch, l'olam shekulay toiv. So if it says that they were zeicha al kol ha-toive, that's this baskel that informed them that they were b'nei olam habo, they have kol ha-toive, l'man yitav loch. Now the Pasuk says further, asher osa Hashem l'dovid avdoi uli Yisrael amoy. So what does that mean? L'dovid avdo Yisrael amoy, bishloim el Yisrael amoy, da'ochluhu avon yom kippurim. Elo l'dovid avdo imayhi. So we'll see later that they found out that Rabbi Shlom was meichel avon David also. That's asher osa l'Yisrael amoy l'dovid avdo. So the Ritas Loshen HaGemore would seem that they're taken to inyonim. Al kol atoiv was that the bnei olam habo, the not chayiv koris. Va'af al piken, there's another posik, asher oso li Yisrael amoy, that he was meichel d'oven. So vaistois, but the two different things could be they were nitzel from koris, but there still is an oven. So we learn out from this pasuk that the Rebbein Shlom was meichel their oven, like it was meichel the oven of David HaMelech. Now I found in the Rebbein Chananel says, this is the second the first line, the end of the first line where it gets wide, the whole width of the page. Li Yisrael Amoy Sheyotzes Abasko V'Omre Kulchem Zamonim L'Chayilam Abo. So the Ben Chananel says that the Mechila was from the Baskel. I don't know if he had our Girsa in the Gemara, but the Ben Chananel would seem that that's the Mekor of the Mechila. Because they had told him about, so there's no Koris, so it's Akochoch, the Rabbi Shalom was Meichel. From our Gisa, it would seem that there's two different inyonim. There's Olam Habo, there's no Koris. Vafal Pikein, we have that the Rabbi Shalom was Meichel, the Oven, is another Parsha. There could be an Oven, even though there's no Einish of Koris. El David Avdoi Mahi, Omar of Yehuda Marav, ישוש אביקי שלוים להכניס אורים למקדש, דווקו שאורים זה לא זה. So the שאורי, the שאורים דווקו זה בו זה, אומר שלוים עשרים ועבר נונאיס ולא איננו. He wasn't answered, the tefillahs weren't niskabel. Posach v'omar su'u shorim roshaychem v'lo inenem. Kivin sh'omar Hashem alakim maltoshev v'nei mishichecho, zocho l'chazdei dovid avdecho miyad nene. V'oysu sh'o nefchu p'nei soyne dovid kishu lekdere v'yodu akil, Shemocha lo yakodish bolchu al oisei oven, that the benchum was moichel the oven. Again, Chazal tell us, call me shame, shedovit chot ein elatoye, but there was an oven, there was some sort of an oven that David was nitva, he was nenash, and the benchum was moichel oisei oven. The Ben Yehoda, Masech the Shabbos says, that the Sinai David said that David was not roi to build the Beis HaMikdosh because of the Yovim. And Be'emison, David HaMelech was very much mitztayer to build the Beis HaMikdosh. That he was not zoiche to build the Beis HaMikdosh is Amoyredike Yalkut. The Yalkut says that David the Melech wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash, the Rebbein Shalom told him, how be domim shafachto? So he asked, was this wrong? But he did. He says, the Rebbein Shalom, no, it was choshev ki kobonis. So David the Melech asked, so if it's choshev ki kobonis, so why can I build the Beis HaMikdash? The Rebbein Shalom answered, if you'll build the Beis HaMikdash, you'll never become chorev. So David the Melech asked, well, I toif, so good. So it's noch besser. So Ben Shalom said, no, it's not good. Klal Yisrael needs a Beis HaMikdosh that could become Chorev. That Chas V'Sholem will do Avoynis, so there'll be a possibility of Shofach Chamosoi al Eitz of Avono. So Be Emerson, David was roi to build the Beis HaMikdosh, no faker, since he would be such a successful boyne, that's why he was unable to build the Beis HaMikdash, not the way the Sinai David said. But Lemaise, the Iker Binyan HaBayis came to the Ashchos HaShchine, and the Ashchos HaShchine came to the Knesses HaOrein, and that only came about through David. So Lemaise, they were able to see, Sinai David saw then that the whole Tachlis HaMikdosh, which was the Aschos HaShchine, which came about through the Achnosis Orin, came only about Bischus David, and so there they saw that a Kodesh Baruch Hu Mochalei Eloisei Ovin. The Ben Yehoda Mesechta Shabbos brings a Meredike Medrash that the Medrash says that Shlomo HaMelech saw that the Orem is not able to be brought into the Beis HaMikdosh, so he brought the Orem of David in the Beis HaMikdosh, and Bo'isa Shor Chai David, and then when David was alive, so then the Shorim opened up. That is Pshat Haliso min She'il Nafshi Chi Yisani Miyol Diver. That's what it says in Medrash Rabbe. So Lamai said, so Snochmer, they saw Taki that Tafke through David, not only the Haskoras Chus of David, but through David Mamish, the Oren was brought into the Beis HaMikdosh. I thought perhaps we could say the posik is mashve, is medame, the mechilas ha'oven of Klal Yisrael, and the mechilas ha'oven of David. It seems that asher osa, that's what the posik says, asher osa,
um,
אשר עושה השם לדוד עבדוי ולישראל עמוי. The Pasuk puts into the same category, perhaps it was in the same Zman also, the Mechilas Ha'oven of David, the Mechilas Ha'oven of Klal Yisrael. I thought perhaps we could say that there is a similarity between the Chet of David and the Chet of Klal Yisrael. Es amirde ki gemare in Mesechtes Sanhedrin, gemare says in Sanhedrin daf kuf zayin, Omar David lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, galye v'yediya kamoch, diboy lemichvay leyitzri ave kaifino. If I wanted to, in the soyin of Ba'sheva, I could have held myself back. Gemara said the Gemara Darshan on the Pasuk of Libi Cholol Bekirbi that he killed his Yetzahore. Ela Amino, I said, the Loilemro Avde Zochi Lamore, that people should not say that an Eved was Menatzeach his Odin. So the Marsha says that Rabbi Yishlom had told him, you won't be able to be Oymed Ben Nisoyin. So Melech, I'll be Oymed Ben Nisoyin, so I was not saying the Rabbeinu Shloilom, so Takeret Yichabduch Keval. Amir Diki Gemore. So it comes out the whole chet of David, the whole, whatever the chet was, but the chet was L'shem Shemayim, Al Tzkvoit Shemayim. That's how the chet was. It was a chet Al Tzkvoit Shemayim. It still was a chet. There was a chet, and he was Nenash, and he needed Mechila, but that was the chet. Could be the chet of Klal Yisrael. We see there was a chet, not halamaisis, because the ochel, the Rabbi Yisrael was meichel then. So it seems that it wasn't glatik that you're allowed to do it with a kal v'chaima. It seems that somehow there was a chet. Now this chet of Klal Yisrael could be was also similar. They felt. They held that the bias needed a chinuch of 7 days of simcha. That was quite shemayim. Now what? They're going to lose out. They won't have the kaporas yom kippurim. They won't have the tainus of yom kippurim. So they felt, but if there's any wrong that we're doing, but al koponim quite shemayim will be niskabe al yodeinu. So we'll lose out. So could be there's a strong similarity to these two chatoim, and therefore in this man the Rabbeinu Shlom was meichel. That's how the pasuk seems to connect these two chatoim. Let us see Rashi. Gam ayim yoy mehosam menesiim de mishkan the gemrinim mitrei kroi da haver etzufim. We learn out in the Mishkan there was Ritzufen, Afilu B'Shabbos, Af Mishte the Chanukah Sabayis, Af Yudal and Ritzufen, Afilu B'Yem HaKippur. Chof Dalet Renonis, Ksivi B'Parshe, Ben Rino, Trino, Tfilu B'Koshus, everything falls into the category of Chof Dalet. Altogether, this Chof Dalet, the Shoinis of Rino, Tfilu. Zogte Gemara Vaitem. Rabbi Yonasan ben Asmai, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim, Tonu Parshas Nedorim, Perab Shimon ben Yechoy. They learned Parshas Nedorim, that's Mirashi in the Ksav Yatz, that it is Parshas Matei, Sirashi says Mesechtes Nedorim. They learned Nedorim. If terminei Beurte, so they gezegen sich from Rav Shimon ben Yechoy, pulled that night. That's my source. Someone says that they went home for Yom Tov. L'tzavre hoder v'kom ifter eminei. The next day they came to him again, nochamol to part with him. Omer lohu v'lav ifterisu mini be'ute. Omrloili matonor abeinu talmid shenifta meraboi volon vo'oiso ye'ir tzorich lipoto mimenu pamacheres. So, others loim shat that here it's speaking about that b'shas they parted from Rav Shimon ben Yochai the first time. They were under the impression they were going to leave. And therefore they parted from him then. Later something came up and they couldn't leave. So now there's a new preide. It's a new preide which they were unaware of would occur. So they needed another iftomine. And they said, Shenema, Bayoy Mashmini Shila Chasom, Bayivorchu Asamelech. L'chsiv, Bayoy Eschem, this was Chof Beis Tishrei. L'chsiv, that's a posik in Melochim, L'chsiv in Divrei Hayomim, Bayoy Eschem, Mishloy Shil Lachaydash Shvi Shila Chasom. L'mekan L'talmud Anifta Meraboy, V'lon Boisir, Tzorech Lipoto Mimeno Pamacheres, and the Masho seems to say that they were also under the impression that they could leave Chov Beis Tishrei. Later they found out they had to stay. So there was another preide. Om alei lebrei bnei odom halolu anoshim shel tzurehem. Zil gabeyim de levolchucho. Rashi says, ביום השמיני שלך, כהנה בעשרים ושתיים, חסיבה ביום עשרים ושלושה, אלמד בעשרים ושתיים, ובעשרים ושלושה, איפטרו מיני. Twice. של צורה. רשי נן יעקב says, אנושים גדולים, that's a touch, צורה מסתומת, גדולים, כלוימה חכמים. The Chachomim. I saw the Meiri says a very interesting lashon. La'olam tehei birchas talmid chacham chaviv eloi la'odom. V'yishtadol b'chol koichoi sheyivorecheyu. Seems birchas talmid chacham. The bracha is, Talmud Chochem is someone that's embedded in Torah. It's Torah, so this bracha is bracha as a koyach. He has a koyach, a bracha. Nach Sechmir, once heard that in Seif Yomov of the Stipler, Sechleiner of Bracha, he was unable to learn, and he said, when people came to him, he said, don't come to me. I don't have the Koyach HaTeir anymore. He sent him to Rav Shach. So Gesundheit. Al Kaponim, somehow from their tshuva, he saw that they were Reise Tamide Chachomim, Zil Gabeihem de Leborchucha. Perhaps one can say it a little different, that they were chachomim, Rashi says they were chachomim, klema chachomim, noshim gdolim chachomim. It could be, the pasuk says, yoiv chochmes ala chakimin, Rabbi Nishlom gives chochme to those who are chakimin. I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Chaim Voloshiner says, so how does one become a Chakimin in order to be Zeichet to the Rebbein Shalom to give him Chochmeh? So Rabbi Chaim Voloshiner says that there's a Reishis Chochmeh Yiras Hashem. That Chochmeh the person has to acquire himself. If he has the Reishis Chochmeh, this is the Oitzah Yiras Hashem, he Eitzorai, he has the Oitzah, then the Rebbein Shalom will give him the Chochmeh. So it could be the koyach habroche is if they are chachomim, al kolchoch, they are chakimin also. So it could be the koyach of the Yerushamayim shebehem, that is the koyach levorech. Ozo ashkechinu de koromu kroya dodi. So he found that they were learning, they were asking stiras and two psukim. One pasuk says, "Ksiv paleis magil raglecho." One should weigh the ways that he goes on. He should weigh them. V'chol drachecha yikoinu. V'ksiv, and says another pasuk, "Oirachaim pentefales." You shouldn't weigh them. What does Rashi say? Palis magal raglech kloimer shkel mitzvahs. Weigh the mitzvahs. Va'ayin bem. And study them. Eizem mitzvah gedoylo. Va'asei ha'gedoylo. You should weigh the mitzvahs. And then everything will stim. Uchsiv oirachayim pentafalis. The mashme kol mitzvah shetobi liyot chasei oisa. You should not weigh them. Ben gdoilo ben ktano, val taniyach tano mipnei hagdoilo. And don't, because you want to do a gdoilo, so don't hold yourself back from doing the ktana, and even though by doing the ktana you lose the asiyas hagdoilo. So stira tu psukim. So they answered, Loikash, kan be mitzvah she'efshe la'soysa yedei acherim, kan be mitzvah she'efshe la'soysa yedei acherim. Rasi Rashi, mitzvah she'efshe la'soysa yedei acherim, a mitzvah that can be done through others. Tefales, pelis magal raglecha, then you should weigh them. She'tasa ato agdeila, so you then do the big mitzvah, Chaveirecho yasu ktane, and let your chaver do the smaller mitzvah. If he wants to do the smaller mitzvah, fakir, so you should be boicha to do the greater mitzvah. Weigh them. Don't jump in to do the first thing. If you could, smaller mitzvah could be done like dei acherim, you should do the bigger mitzvah. The mitzvah she'ef shelaso yisei dei acherim, then al tefales, then don't weigh. El mitzvah shebol yotcho, Ben gdoilo, ben ktano asay. That means a mitzvah that you're confronted with. You have now a mitzvah. Don't make cheshbonis. Perhaps I won't do the mitzvah now in order that I should be able to do a larger mitzvah, a greater mitzvah later. Don't altafalis. Mitzvah bo leyotcho asay. The Maritz Chayis brings on this gemore the Chacham Tzvi in Simen Kuvov. Chacham Tzvi brings a raya from this Gemara to the Radbaz. The Radbaz had a shaila. The person finds himself in a prison and he has the opportunity to be freed for one day. What should he do? And if he'll be freed, he'll be able to do mitzvahs which he is unable to do in prison. Should he wait for a choshev a day, for Yom Kippur, be able to? Or the first opportunity he has that he'll be able to do a mitzvah that he's unable to do now in prison, he should take that opportunity and however small or minute the mitzvah might be, chaparai. So the Radbaz says, Vakert, you should take the first opportunity, and the Chacham Tzvi says, that's our Gemara. Mitzvah shebo liyotcho, we're speaking about Mestoma Mitzvah sheyef shel iskayim al yedei acherim. So Vakert, he has the opportunity to do the mitzvah, don't make reshboines, do it right away. Hadar yosvi v'komi boi lohu. Then they asked another shaila. Ksiv yekorehi mipninim b'chol chafotzecho lo yishvu bo. But Torah is precious more than precious stones. B'chol chafotzecho lo yishvu bo. And all chafotzecho, whatever you have, are not equivalent to Torah. B'chol chafotzecho lo yishvu bo. Shetevatel kol chafotzecho b'shvil shetasek b'Torah. Shmavatel everything in order to be Isaac B'Torah. It's worthwhile to mavatel everything b'shvil shetasek B'Torah. Hachzach mede zamedrish in shirashirim, in Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai in Rabbi Chiya, were walking, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was showing Rabbi Chiya that once this orchard belonged to him, once this vineyard belonged to him, once this field belonged to him, he sold them all in order to be able to continue learning. So that's what it says, Rabbi Chol Chafatzecha Leishvu Bo, Shetavata Kol Chafatzecha Bishvil Shetasek B'Toyre. Or Chefze Shemayim, Yishvu Bo. But Chefze Shemayim mitzvahs are, that these are equivalent to Toyre. Or Chsiv, there's another post, Kol Chafetzim Leishvu Bo. That Filu Chefze Shemayim is also Leishvu Bo. So the Morenz is kan be mitzvah she'efshe la'asoysa yidei acherim. A mitzvah she'efshe la'asoysa yidei acherim. So then it's kol chafeitzim la yishvu bo. So the mitzvah should not be done. You should sit and learn. Kan be mitzvah she'efshe la'asoysa yidei acherim. Then it's nafke kol chafotzecha la yishvu bo. But chefze shemayim is yishvu bo, and you should do the mitzvah and not learn. What does Rashi say? The filuch hefzi shamayim loy, the mevatel mitzvah, v'oisik b'talmud Torah. V'chayre, these are two different psukim, but l'chayre we have the same guidelines. That one is mevatel teire, if it's the efshe, if the mitzvah is the efshe liskaima yidei acherim. And one is not mevatel teire, if the mitzvah is efshe liskaima yidei acherim. And we heard the same inyan before, by a mitzvah gedoyla and a mitzvah ktane. So one is mevatel the mitzvah gedoyla, if it's the efshe liskaima yidei acherim, because of the mitzvah ktane. Why do you need two different limudim? L'chayre, didn't have a mitzvah gdayla, a mitzvah ktane speaking about that there's a mitzvah habola yodoy, mitzvah shabola yodcho. So the shayla, should I do it now? And I know if I'll start doing it, I'll be unable to do the mitzvah gdayla. Or should I not do it now and do the mitzvah gdayla? So there's a din, that it's efshel iskayim ayidei acherim. Don't involve yourself in the mitzvah ktane. Wait to do the mitzvah gdela when it will come about. So that's a din of mitzvahs that l'chayre, I wait till the mitzvah gdela will come, and I'll see that someone else will do the mitzvah ktane. But let's say if a person started already a mitzvah gedayla, that's poshut that he continues the mitzvah gedayla. Ha'isik b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. Ha'limud ha'Torah, there's another gathering ganzen. Ha'limud ha'Torah, I feel he's learning now. He's in the middle of learning already, and the mitzvah comes up, so he closes the gemara and does the mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah, she actually iskayim ha'yidei acherim. So it's two different gedorim in ganzen. It's not the same aloche. By limud ha'Torah, the Miri says, there's no din of oisik b'mitzvah potah min ha'mitzvah. I once saw on Teres Avrom that he says that in the video of Rav Nissen Goyin, the Rav Nissen Goyin said as follows, Eis asher Echmarta hikalti, is asher hikalta echmarti. So he asks, is asher echmarta hikalti, that's a vidui. That means, al pi aloch I should have been machmer, and I was makel. So fine, that was in the vidui of this. Is asher hikalta echmarti, so luchere, why saying vidui? It's come a yashikoyach, I was machmer, could be makel, I was machmer. He wants to say this is speaking about that there's a mitzvah she'efshel iskayim ayidei acherim, so he could go and learn. No, he wanted to be machma. I'll do the mitzvah. Eisa sher heikalto hechmarti. That means the Rebbeinu Shlomo said, no, you don't have to do the mitzvah. You can continue learning. No, hechmarti. I was machman, no, I'll do the mitzvah. I'll make sure that the mitzvah will be done. And I won't see that someone else should do it. And because of that, I didn't learn. So that one is mechuyev to say vidu. Let us see, Taisvis kam b'mitzvah sheyev shel asoyso yidei acherim. Asiyas ha-mitzvah odif. Shem afsikin afilu l'rab Shimon ben Yochoi, hosterosoi umnosoi, lo yisesuke v'lulev, kedisa b'yirishalmi. Afsoke de tfilu b'krishma em afsikin l'rab Shimon ben Yochoi, Shimon ben Yochoi, lo hosterosoi umnosoi, was a mafsik for Krishma tfilu b'yirishalmi, So we're not mapsik this shinun for another shinun, a kuponim by someone who is terosa yumnosa. Amu olay, after they finished the shmuz, my boy Soche, what are you doing here? Amulahu da amali abe zil gabayu de lubilchuch. Shimon ben Yochai sent me, I should get a broche from you. Amru loy yehei rava de tizra b'loy techzot. You should plant, but you should not be koitza. Ta'ayu b'loy teipik. You should bring in, but you should not be able to take out. Teipik v'loy ta'ayu. Let us see Rashi, what this means, according to the Havamina. Ta'ayil v'loy teipik, teipik v'loy ta'ayil. Mashmalay, he understood that he's speaking about schoire. Ta'ayil v'loy teipik. Shetovi schoire, you should bring schoire into your possession. V'loy sim kirenu, you should be stuck with it, you shouldn't be able to sell it. Teipuk v'loy ta'ayil. Shetoitzi b'schoire b'mokim acha. Chayre Rashi means shetaitzi mois. You should give out money b'schoire b'mokem acher. You should purchase schoire b'loy tviyana. You should never get it brought to you. You bought it, it's yours, and it got stuck there. Which is not too great of a broche. Lech of Beisoch. Your house should become chorev, a leisub, a shpizach, and you should be by in a inn, in a hotel. Your house should be chorev. Levalbal peseirach, your table should be mevulbal, leiterse shatachadata. You should not see a new year. Ki osa legabe yavuot. He came back to his father, Omalei, loy mi boy de bruchi loy bilcha. Not only did I get a broche from them, avol tziyuri tziyuron, they were mitzayim me. Omrulei, my omruloch, what did they tell you? Hochi vahochis, he told them over the whole nusach. Omruli, hochi vahochi omruli, Omalei, hanach kulo birchesanin, it's all broches. Tizra v'loy techzat. Toilet bonim. You should give birth to children. V'loy yamusu. They shouldn't die b'chayecho. Ta'ayil v'loy teipik. Ta'ayil kaloso. A kala should come into you. That means a kala should marry your sons. V'loy lemusu bincha de lifkun. Your children should not die. That should have to leave you. They should go away. Should bring them in, they should remain there. Teipuk v'loy sa'ayil. You should send out and you shouldn't bring back. Toilet b'noso. You should give birth to daughters. Lo yamusu guvrayu, and their husbands should not die. Usually they go to where the husbands live. V'lahedru levosach, and they should have to come back to you. Lechav beisach, your bayis, your kever. Should be chorev, that means it shouldn't be used. V'leise v'shpizach, and you should live by your shpizah, by in a mokim aroi, and you should have arichas yomim, so oilam hazes v'ot a mokim aroi. V'hai alme v'shpizach, this world is an shpizah, is an inn. It's not a mokim kavua. V'hai alme v'ise. Afterwards, after this world, so then there's a bias. Derseiv kirbom botaymoi loilam altikir kirbom elokivrom. That is the botaymoi loilam. That is a snechav besach. That should not be used too much. Yishtev ariches yomim on this world. Kivrom, that's my other side, Pshat. Kivrom, Bateim Eloilom, that these are people that won't be oimed, the Poshke is speaking about Rishoyim, that won't be oimed, L'tchiyas HaMeisim. They say over a very interesting Maisa, I think it was in the city of Rabbi Kevega, there was someone that was a Malva Beribis, and when he died, so his children wanted to purchase a keva from the Chevel Kedisha. So he told them exorbitant price. He charged him very much. Where's the Yoshesh? I mean, everyone else gets, you charge cheaper rates. Good, he took interest about Kaponim, you have to be consistent. So I think they went to Rabbi Kevega. So Rabbi Kevega told him, he says, you have to understand like this. He says, your father lent beribis. So Chazal tell us that a person who lends beribis won't be aimed betrias amesim. So you want to purchase a car, it's going to be forever. So there's different rates. The other people were hoping Mils Hashem betrias amesim bekorob. This is only a short usage. You can't charge the same prices for a short usage than for a long period of time. This is kivram botem loilam. This already be a bias loilam. Levalvel pesayrach beboni ubnosa. That your table should be mavulbal with a lot of children. It shouldn't be, when you have a lot of children, it's not too mesudadik the table. Ok, upon him, that's a broche. You should never see another shana rishayne. That your wife should not, I should have to marry another wife and have another shana rishayne. One shana rishayne. That's it. What does Rashi say? Tail kalosa, shederach kalosa, leches eitzel abal, leitepik, leilemis mincha, dehodri, nafki minoch, vahodri lebeinu shay. So then they'll leave you. Shatach adetez ushoner ishayne shal nisuyim. Siv ki yikach yishisha chadosh ala yeitzi. Shalni have one shana rishayne. Lechav beisach beis kibrosach veloi tomus ala tichya la oirech yomim. They bring down from the Maram Padve, what is pshat? They said a broche, and it had such a mashmois, it was a mitzayer, a belazer b'Rab Shimon. Maram Padva says that there was a Mordecai Anivis, Sai mitzad Rav Shimon ben Yechoi, and Sai mitzad these mevorchim. Rav Shimon ben Yechoi, he wanted his son to get a broche, and he felt he wasn't roy to give him a broche. But these people were anshe noshim shel tzure, they were gdoilim. He felt they were roi levorich. So mitoich an v'sanusoi, he sent his son, that my father said to get a brocha from you. They felt that that Naroi, they should give a bracha to the son of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. They felt that that Naroi to give a bracha. So therefore, they said the bracha in such a way that the son won't understand the bracha. So the bracha will have to be repeated and said by Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. So Memele, so it comes out, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said the bracha. The Maase was said to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Others say something very interesting. The Eirach Meshorim, I think, says that Gemara says that a person can have a good cholam, and he's very happy with the cholam. It could be the kiyum acholam is with the happiness. He was yaitzu with the happiness. That what he saw the good cholam and yaitzu with that. They didn't. So it could be the same thing with a broche. Someone can get a broche and he hears the broche. There's a mirror the kesipuk with the broche, so he can be yaitz of the broche with that. Therefore, they said the broche in such a way that he wasn't happy when he heard the broche. So, memela, then the broche could be niskayim only al yedei the kiyam broche, not what his simcha, what he hears the broche. Rab Shimon ben Chalaf to Ifta Minei Darav. Omalei Rabrei, so Rab told his son, Zila Gabe de Levochach. Omalei Yerave de Loi Tevayish ve Loi Tisbayish. Also Gabe Yavuah. Omalei, my Omaloch, what did he tell you? Omalei, Milam Baalmo de Omalei. Times he told me, good to write. He told me you shouldn't shame someone. If you're going to shame someone, eventually you'll get ashamed yourself. I mean, they can get me there. Amalei birchach, birchasa de birchon kutche baricha li Yisrael. What are you talking about? He gave you a brocha that Rabbeinu Shalom bench klal Yisrael, v'tona bo, and he repeated it, v'chsiv achaltem ochel v'saboye v'ilaltem, v'shem v'shem alakechem, v'yevoy shuam v'loilom, let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "Loi seivish v'loi sizbayish, loi teivish achini, kadesh loi tizbayish, loi tovi lidekach pen tizbayish. V'tonabo v'shonabo loi yevoishu ami loilom v'ani loi tizbayish v'loi tizbayish." The Masho says that the kefal alosh and leivoshu means leitizbayish, but the main inyan leitizbayish, so it's leitivayish. The Keraneira wants to say that the neshama was sent on this world shaleitizbayish, like this on Hashemayim. The neshama is being nene of namadiki sufe. That means that the Rabbeinu Shalom is mazing the neshama without any schusim. So it's namadiki sufe. So the neshama betzem is mizbayish, that is undeserving to receive what he's getting from the Rabbeinu Shalom. Therefore, the Rabbeinu Shalom sends the neshama on this world. This world is put in tamatzav of nesyonis and mochomis, and there's a gewaldika avoida in this world. So therefore, if he's matzliach, he's menatzeach, the nesyonis, so then when he comes back, so now, that what he's, that what he's nizin is not nama de kisufe, this is already, he's deserving of what he's getting. He also says that when a person comes on this world and does not do what he was supposed to do, so the shayrish of the neshama becomes mizbayish. That means the neshama seems it's a psachelik. The whole neshama doesn't come down on this world. On the chelik of the neshama comes the regel, the nal of the neshama comes down. So then if a person does not do what he was supposed to do, so he's mevayish, sheirish, nishmosay. So he told them, loy tevayish. When you're on this world, don't be mevayish the Sheiresh of Yonish Shame, the Loitis Bayish, and when you'll come back on Olam Haba, you yourself won't be Nizbayish, because you won't be eating any more Nama de Kisufim. So the Gemara weiter. Va'oisa isha tachshitel. We hear that a woman is permitted to make her tachshitim, to beautify herself in chalamoid. Tano rabbonon elohein tachshitei noshim, kaicheles upaikeses umaviros rak alponeo, ikedamri maveres sakin alponeo shalmab. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Kecheles, Noisenes Krel Beineineho, Kedeshe Doimais Noim. Means it's a type of a type of cosmetic that, that was put between the eyes and that was Miyapa the eyes. She separates her hair, makes a part, it would seem. Maveres rak al poner, sam echot kedei shetiro adume, type of a rouge, sochin, sakin al poner shalmato kedei lahavir seyer shalmato. It seems that this does not go, even though Chazal asked, Giluach b'moyed shlo yikonis l'moyed shumenuvu, that's by the Sar HaGoli, it would seem. But Paner Shomato is permitted in Chalamoyed. Let us see Taisvis. Paikeses perish pekuntres esakenes seyo shlo yispaza. Shouldn't be spread out. V'koshe de bepere kamatznia omar l'mischayev b'shabbos mishum tovet. That the chiyev in Shabbos is, this a havamina of the Gemara, later Gemara Shchayza, but havamina was that it's similar to spinning threads. So memele, so Taisis means to ask, so where is there a similarity to spinning threads? I saw the Megina Shleime says, Ashi in Shabbos, Taf Tzadik Daladam at Beis, says as follows. Ashi says, Shemisakenes Saro Bein Etzpaisel, she's misaken her hair between her fingers, Upoishtoson Kshuhu Nichach, and she separates it when it is tangled up. So the Magen Shloime says the kavanosoi lahafrid hasareis zemize. This inyan of pekeses is separating the saris shloite achas nisveches bechavata. The one shouldn't be tangled up with the other. Vahavi ke'ein tviyet. So this is similar to spinning. What is the process of spinning? Shemafrid hachut min hatzemer, that means you have the fibers of wool, which are all tangled up, and then you make out of these fibers threads. V'koychoi be'etzba oysa, v'oysei oysei chut, kach kan, b'tchila hoyo mivulbolim zeboze, you had just a, yeah, had, the hairs were tangled up in one chunk, v'hoyu ka'achas, so this process of making chutim, saris yechidim from saris mesuvoches, that's similar to tviya. Taisus is the second kashe, v'oid, the seirekes havalei lemisni, k'moy gabi nozir. It's combing. So the Magen Shloime to say that the tachlis of combing hair was lahosher hanimim hamoduldolim. That means there were hairs which were really were had fallen out already, and they're still stuck in the hair. So that's the process of srike. There's no hairs that are mudodolim, but that alone, that we are separating the tangled up hairs, that is pekeses. That is braiding the hair. There it says two things. There's goydeles, nagideles is braiding. Pekeses, abaisis pekeses is not braiding. Ve'ein laforeish maveres srak al poneho. That's pshat in pekeses, dochi toni tovayu. Ve'gam bepeire kama diksubis, pekshaini diksubis, it says both. Ve'yesh laforeish de misakene saro biyodeho chutz letzoi. She had a tichel over her head, and the seyo that was chutz letzoyiv, that it seems that was creeping out from the tichel, she was mesaken the seyo. Tosis is very unclear, so what similarity to tova is this? Where is it similar to spinning? Perhaps pshat is that there was a lot of hairs, and it seems the hairs would always creep out of the from underneath the tichel. But if she spun the hairs together, then she'd be able to put it back underneath the tichel. That was the tikkun sar. That means they were like spun together, so they had more of a body and they were able to be held back by the tichel. The Marsho has your Gilse. Wuhu tikun alponeo lahadim aboso. Behind utviye. Now, it seems this botsek somehow, when it was put on her face, so her skin became red. And the similarity to Tviya, Rashi says in Shabbos, Rashi brings down this chat also. Oisin botzeik kemin chut. Oisin meyese botzeik kemin chut. So the Tviya is on the that what they make the chutim. Ubinyin nam yishayich betikan isha lamayda maturish seif ametzniyeh. Now, Lamaise, the Gemara is Chayzer, and the Gemara says, Yechayim al Tzboine. It says, so that's whatever Pshat is, L'chayir, we can understand, any Tikkun Isha is called, falls into the category of Boine. Agavuche, the Rivosh says, Simon Reish Tadik Vov, the Rebbe says as follows. Shin Tadik Dalin, I'm sorry. Peikes says, Hu atikon sha'isin ha'naris, sha'acher sha'roishon sorik yofa efer, the hair is combed out already. Ve'ein b'ich shash ha'sharas nimin, there's no shash anymore that some hairs will be torn out. Leuchzin ha'masrek b'shemen toruv b'mayim, so now they dip in the comb with a mixture of oil and water. U'mavirin ha'masrek al roishon, and now they comb out their hair with this mixture. Lahadvik asaris zu bezu ulashkivon al haroish. That means to make the saris should be stuck one to the other and to make sure that they'll stay in place. Bezed doime le binyan. This is a similarity to binyan. Poiskim Bachtamil say that one is not permitted to use hairspray in Shabbos because of this ribosh. So this is pekeses. Perhaps, according to the Havamina, it's also good. Havamina that it's daimet tviyeh, so fakert, we are making that single hairs get stuck together. So this is also like the fibers of the wool get stuck together and become a thread. The wife of Rav Chisda was makashet herself, it seems, in Chalamoy, in front of her daughter-in-laws. Yosef Ravune Bachinene Kame de Rav Chisda, but Yosef Koma, and he said this whole din, that a woman is permitted to be makashet herself in Chalamoy, this is a young woman, so it's a simche for her that she's beautifying herself. But an old woman, so she doesn't derive any simche from it, already it's she's past the age. So maybe she's not allowed to. Oh my lay, so Rav Chisda told him, I have news for you. Olakim. Afilu imach, afilu your mother, afilu imod imach, your grandmother. Afilu imedis al kivra, she's right before the kiva, but that is the nature of a woman that she feels she has to beautify herself. The omri inchi, the welt says, avelto bashitin ke bashit lekal tavlo riyato. She hears some music, so just like a 6-year-old will run to hear the music or perhaps to dance to the music, so a bashitin will also do the same. Let's see what Rashi says. Ba'ape kalosa shoisa kol kach sekeina shoisa lakalo shishesh b'no. This is something the Mephoshim ask. You don't have to be so old to have a daughter-in-law. That's a Cana. Loi shona hoda omar oise isha tachshiteo ele yaldo bachura, a young girl shedalka bakach lohochi avilo simche b'moy avu zekena loi veheiche ov de ishtecha hochi de mekashto avi zekena. She's a zekena. She's a daughter-in-law already. Afilo imedes al pesach kivro shori liskashit lekal tavlo riyato. Perish Kishkirsh Azuk, she is a bell ringing. Osloime mine zema behilula, so she'll start dancing. Chiheche deriete yalde bashit, lekal hilulo, ochi ovdo, so the same thing. Lirait bashitin, someone who is 60 years old. Ochinami mekashta, and just like lagabi dancing, they have it in, that's the nature of them to dance to the rhythm. So the same thing is by Kish.